إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him, we depend on Him, and we seek His forgiveness. We ask Allah to protect us from the evils of our hearts and from our bad deeds. Verily, if Allah guides someone, no one can misguide him. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides someone, then no one can guide him. I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his last messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. In the last khutbah we talked about the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in general. Today's khutbah inshallah about Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Khalifat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lover and beloved at the same time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the most distinguished among Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam companions and was his first khalifa. He was the first among the grown up males to embrace Islam. He was the first compiler of the Holy Quran and also one among those 10 Muslims who were given the good news of being destined for paradise while they still living. According to Sa'd ibn Mus'ab rahimahullah, he was the second to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, second in his cave of Thawr, second in Imamat Surah, that is the minor leadership in religious affairs and prayers, and also in Imamat al-Kubra, that is major leadership in succeeding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as Khalifa al-Muslimin. He radiallahu anhu is also second in the eternal resting place of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Masjid al-Nabawi. Neither Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam nor Muslims have ever given preference to anyone else over Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's status. Among the male adults, he was the first to attest to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said that everyone to whom he sallallahu alayhi wasallam extended the message of Islam had some reluctance. But when it was extended to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he accepted it spontaneously without any hesitation. Prior to the declaration of prophethood, Abu Bakr had intimate friendship with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There existed a like-mindedness and harmony among the two. Both had identical views on ethics and morals, and both from the very beginning had abhorrence toward idol worship and drinking. Ibn Dawna mentioned Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's characteristics similar to what Umm al-Mu'mineen Khadija al-Kubra mentioned about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the eve of first revelation. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam announced to Quraysh in the morning his ascension to heaven, Mi'raj, during the previous night, everyone wondered and belied. A person thinking that Abu Bakr Siddiq wouldn't believe either went to him and told him what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has declared. On listening to him, Abu Bakr inquired, "Did Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam claim that?" The person said, "Yes." Abu Bakr replied, "If Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, then it must be true." And then added, "Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us things of the heaven, and Jibreel descends through seven heavens to bring the revelations to him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We attest and embrace the truth. Why then shouldn't I believe that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended the heaven in one part of the night?" That is why Abu Bakr was given the title As-Siddiq, the one who excels on the test. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Jibreel, "Who among my people would attest to my journey to the heavens?" Jibreel submitted Abu Bakr will attest it. He is Siddiq. On different occasions, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam pointed to the excellence of Abu Bakr's status and his distinguished place in the Ummah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates that once Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is none to whom I did not recompense for the good done to me except Abu Bakr, who will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Material support rendered by Abu Bakr supersedes everyone's support. If I had the choice to call someone my Khalil, that is real and beloved friend among my companions, I would have chosen Abu Bakr. Let it be known that my real and beloved friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone." Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always generous to accept gifts from everyone, but he used to return it then or later in one way or the other. In the case of Abu Bakr, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him instead." Urwa radiallahu anhu, the maternal grandson of Abu Bakr, he said that Abu Bakr had 40,000 dirham, which he spent according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wishes in serving the cause of Allah's deen. He radiallahu anhu had bought to free 7 such slaves who were persecuted by their infidel or Baathist masters, and Bilal radiallahu anhu was one of them. That is why Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, Abu Bakr is our chief, and bought freedom for our chief. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu once submitted to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all my wealth belongs to you. Please, use it the way you like, Ya Rasulullah. No wonder that in his conversation from the deathbed, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Abu Bakr's esteemed distinction, which is recorded on the authority of Abu Sa'd Khudri radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, and it has clear indication of Abu Bakr's succession after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's departure. A woman once came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking clarification regarding a certain issue. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her to come later. Then the woman submitted, what should I do in case you are not alive? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, see Abu Bakr in case you don't find me. Bukhari and Muslim, this again is an indication of Abu Bakr's rightful succession. Once there was an argument between Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar al-Farooq radiallahu anhu, and Abu Bakr's comments were somewhat impolite. It was very unusual of him, and he realized it a little later. Repentant, and said he went to apologize to Umar al-Farooq, who refused to accept the apology. Disappointed, Abu Bakr then went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and submitted the whole story to him. Addressing Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 3 times, may Allah forgive you. Realizing what had happened, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu rushed to see Abu Bakr at his home, but he was not there. Umar radiallahu anhu then went to see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seeing Umar radiallahu anhu, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam face mirrored his inner displeasure and his eyes turned red. Suspecting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's displeasure may not jeopardize Umar, Abu Bakr sat down meekly on his knees and in all humility submitted, Ya Rasulullah, it is but me who had done wrong. Addressing Umar, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me as a messenger towards you, and you told me that I am a liar, but Abu Bakr affirmed and said you said the truth, and Abu Bakr supported me with his heart, soul and resources. Wouldn't you forgive him? Wouldn't you forgive my companion even for that reason? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated this last sentence 2. No one ever hurt the feeling of Abu Bakr Siddiq after this incident. There is yet another tradition attesting to Abu Bakr's status in the sight of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Hurairah relates that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jibreel al-Amin came, caught me by the hand and showed me that gate of paradise through which will enter my ummah. Having heard that, Abu Bakr submitted, Ya Rasulullah, I wish I had been with you to see that gate. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Abu Bakr, you should know that you will be the first in my ummah to enter paradise. Narrated by Abu Dawud. The Holy Quran has also highlighted the close association of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his contributions to the cause of Islam. Even the mention of his friendship in the pre-Islamic era has been mentioned. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that Ayah 15 of Surah Al-Ahqaf, translation, when he grown to manhood and reached the age of 40, is in appreciation of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It has a background to it. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 20 and Abu Bakr was 18 years old. Both were on their way to Syria with a trade caravan and stayed at a place to take rest, while Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relaxed under the shade of a tree. Abu Bakr engaged himself discussion religion with a monk. Pointing toward the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the monk asked Abu Bakr, "Who is this youth?" He replied, "He is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib." The monk exclaimed, "By God, he will be a prophet, as no one after Isa ibn Maryam, but only Muhammad can sit under the shade of this tree." These words of the monk had such an impact on Abu Bakr that he always kept Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam company. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commissioned Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for prophethood, Abu Bakr was 40 years of age, and it was at that time that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the supplication, which is the later part of Ayah 15 of Surah Al-Ahqaf. He says, "O my Lord," my translation of the ayah, he says, "O my Lord, help me to be truly grateful for your favors to me and to my parents. Help me to do good work that pleases you. Make my offspring good." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, generosity in spending his wealth in the cause of Allah has been complimented in the ayah 10th of Surah Al-Hadid. The translation of the ayah, "Why should you not give for Allah's cause when Allah alone will inherit what is in the heavens and earth? Those who give and fought before the conquest of Mecca are not like others. They are greater in rank than who give and fought afterwards, but Allah has promised a good reward to all of them. Allah is fully aware of all that you do." Ibn Umar said that once, while Abu Bakr wearing a clock, turned at the upper and exposing his chest, sat with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibril al-Amin came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and inquired as to why Abu Bakr's clock was turned. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ya Jibril, Abu Bakr has spent all his wealth on me before the conquest of Mecca." Jibril required, "Ya Rasulullah, convey Allah's salam to Abu Bakr and ask if he is happy or unhappy on his faqr, that's the maternal poverty, with Allah." When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abu Bakr, he started crying and said, "Me? Unhappy with my Rabb? No, I am happy with him." Once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the company of his companions, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inquiring, "Who among you is fasting today?" Abu Bakr said, "I am fasting today, Ya Rasulullah." Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked again, "Who from among you participated in funeral today and followed the bier?" Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu replied, "I did that, Ya Rasulullah." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the third time, "Who fed the hungry from among you today?" Abu Bakr submitted, "Ya Rasulullah, I did." Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lastly asked, Who from among you visited a sick person today? Abu Bakr replied, I did, Ya Rasulullah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who has all these four attributes in him will surely enter paradise. Sahih Muslim. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passionately. In fact, his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam imbued him with those ideal characteristics which makes him so distinct and distinguished among Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam companions. His personality bears the hallmark of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam close association. It was hard for Abu Bakr to bear the loss of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The very mention of his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name made him tearful. Arwa radiallahu anhu said that it was 2 years after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passing away that Abu Bakr was delivering the khutbah. He had hardly uttered these words when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood to deliver his khutbah the first year. Abu Bakr couldn't control his emotions and started crying like a child. He tried to control himself, but again he was overpowered with emotions. He started the third time and was hardly able to deliver the whole khutbah. Once our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell sick, and weakness was much evident from his person. Abu Bakr visited him and got so concerned and sad that on returning home, he himself got sick. After having recovered, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to see Abu Bakr, and seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam face lit up with happiness, and the very sight of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam face cured this ardent lover and beloved of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to love companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as they deserve to be loved, and enables us to love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his companions loved him. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. After groups of people had become Muslims, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu insisted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they Muslims declare their Islam publicly and not to hide. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed, and as a group they entered the courtyard of the Kaaba, each taking a corner, and called out to the people about Islam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the first khatib to invite to Allah and his messenger. When the mob sitting there heard Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and the others speaking about Allah and Islam, they degenerated in anger and began stoning and beating the Muslims. Utbah bounced Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu with his leather sandals, slapping him repeatedly in the face until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was knocked down. He then fell on top of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, punching him in the stomach, and continued the pistol blows. Abu Bakr tribe finally beat Utbah off him and swore that if Abu Bakr died, they were going to chop off Utbah's head in revenge. Abu Bakr laid and blood, his face unconscious. It was only upon nightfall that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu began to show signs of life. Do you know what the first words he spoke were? What happens to Rasulullah? What happened to Rasulullah? His mother offered him food, but he refused. I shall not touch food until I am taken to Rasulullah and am assured of his right. They cried to him, they took him to Dar al-Arqam ibn al-Arqam. When he entered, Rasulullah cried at the state that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was in and hugged him. He held the hug as the Muslims gathered around him. With a few verses that he knew, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu set off to invite to this deen of Islam. Soon he was escorted by the hands the likes of Osman, Zubair, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, six of the 10 Sahaba who were promised Jannah during their time on earth. And on the day of resurrection, they shall all be written in the book of Abu Bakr's good work. In the early days of Islam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would walk around the markets and homes observing all the Muslim slaves that were being tortured. He would watch the Umayyah drag the Bilal out to the grilling desert at noontime, the hottest moments of the day. Umayyah would press Bilal to the scalding ground and place a boulder on top of him just to increase the torture. Bilal would say nothing but Ahadun Ahad, only one, one. Abu Bakr would watch and whisper to Bilal, Allah the Ahad shall save you. Abu Bakr went to Umayyah and requested that he sell Bilal to him for 5 uqiyah of gold. Umayyah was astonished at that amount and hurriedly agreed. Take Bilal, there is no good in him. After the deal was done, Umayyah said, had you refused to pay more than 1 uqiyah, I still would have sold him to you. And Abu Bakr announced, and had you refused to sell him for no less than 100 uqiyah, I still would have bought him. Evil wishers, like always, spread rumors about Abu Bakr's fearing of Bilal, saying that he did only because of a favor he owed him. In the Quran, in verses to be recited till the end of time, Allah lay clear the intention of Abu Bakr. He who spends his wealth for increases in self-purification and have in his mind no favor from anyone for which a reward is expected in return, except only the desire to seek the countenance of his Lord, the Most High, he surely will be pleased when he will enter paradise. Read that last verse again. Allah is telling Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that he is going to make him satisfied. Allah Akbar, imagine if Allah told you that. Would anything in the world be more valuable to you than that one ayah? This was Abu Bakr. This was Khalifatul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Amr ibn al-As has become Muslim, Rasulullah appointed him as a leader for one of the Muslims' armies. Amr believed that this could only be so because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him the most. So after the army had returned, Amr went and sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, asked him a question out loud so that everyone would hear the answer. He asked, who do you love the most? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Aisha, his wife. Startled, Amr asked, no, from the men who? He said, her father, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. After over 10 years of da'wah and jihad in Medina, When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Umar called all the people, sharpened his sword and spoke, Muhammad is not dead. He went to his Lord as Musa went to his Lord, and he shall come back as Musa did. When he does, he shall kill all those who said he was dead. News reached Abu Bakr of Prophet's death. He prepared himself and on his horse and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam home. There Rasulullah lay covered in a cloth. Abu Bakr raised the cloth and kissed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Tubtu hayyan wa mayyitan. You are blessed in your life and in your death. He then stepped outside as Umar was addressing the people. Sit down, Umar, said Abu Bakr. He then praised Allah and began, Whoever worships Muhammad, let him know that Muhammad is dead. And whoever worships Allah, let him know that Allah is alive and never dies. He then recited the verse, Muhammad is nothing more than a messenger. Messengers came and went before him. If he dies or is killed, shall you turn on your knees? Umar said, when I heard that verse, my knees became soft and I knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها اللهم انزع حب الدنيا من قلوبنا اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وأوليائك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الربا والزنا والظلم والغش والكذب والبغي والعدوان عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على النعم يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر